those of you who are not frequent attenders here at the Planning and Zoning Commission proceedings, I know that several of you are here about items that are listed under other business. Those are not public hearings. Those are public meetings where you can observe, but you will not be asked or permitted to give any testimony except under the rarest of circumstances would that happen. I just wanted to let you know, I didn't want anybody to feel that they were being slighted in any way, but that's how the system works. We have four public hearings this evening, and our first public hearing is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 28, Subsection 216 D and F of the Code of Sussex County to grant the County Council and Planning and Zoning Commission discretion to reconsider zoning applications where applicant has failed to appear or failed to timely withdraw for reasons beyond his control. That is one incredibly long title.
Works, huh?
Yeah.
But it's very descriptive.
Yeah.
For the benefit of the record, and just to summarize the synopsis, this ordinance amendment amends the code to provide that in the event an applicant fails to appear or fails to withdraw its application in accordance with the code for reasons beyond the applicant's control, if the failure to appear occurs before the Planning and Zoning Commission or if the failure to appear occurs before the Sussex County Council, the Planning and Zoning Commission or Sussex County Council, as applicable, shall have discretion to reconsider the application upon an affirmative vote of the body following the applicant's submission of a petition for reconsideration within 15 days of the scheduled public hearing containing facts sufficient to demonstrate that the failure to appear was beyond the applicant's control. Upon affirmative vote to reconsider the application, the public hearing shall be rescheduled. For the benefit of the record, I've received no letters, emails, or comments from any parties in support of or in opposition to this ordinance amendment.
All right, sir. Well, gentlemen, I'm sure everybody's had a chance to read the ordinance. Seems like common sense to me. An opportunity to give someone a second chance, if you will, if there was a legitimate reason. Prior to that, the ordinance as it stands right now, that's not an option. If you missed it, you missed it. Your application is denied for lack of a record, and you can't come back for a year.
That's correct. The council had two situations in the last couple of months whereby an applicant didn't appear for his public hearing, and a second applicant the next week didn't appear. One had called and asked a question about his application, and it was advised by staff that the application, thinking not knowing it was a council application, that was the board, because the gentleman asked what happened last night, which was a board of adjustment, and he was told he wasn't on the agenda. So he went to the doctor's appointment, not realizing he was missing his public hearing. And we took a break in the public hearing, and we called his residence and left a message. And of course, he got back after the public hearing had already been closed, and he never did come in. So he came before council and with a letter and explained the circumstance, and the council felt this ordinance was appropriate, and the council did, through legal administrative action, reschedule it and went through public hearing and held a public hearing. And the other one was a question about notice, question about we had an issue with the posting. The council had postponed the date for the 21st of October and rescheduled it for the 14th, and the sign didn't get corrected. So that was our mistake, so we re-advertised that. It was reheard. It's still pending.
Well, that would be certainly outside of the applicant.
It was not the applicant's fault.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
There's a method for handling it, which is the way that those two were dealt with before this ordinance, through Mason's Rules of Procedure. The concern was, with legal staff and with council and administration, that's too ad hoc, you know, like we're just kind of doing it each time, figuring out how we can fix it. There needed to be something in the code that established the process for, you know, given solid reasons why it should be reconsidered, so you don't get stuck for waiting a year.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a couple questions?
You may.
This is all dealing with procedural issues. Does this require, when there's a change of zone or a matter that's supposed to come to us first, where we make a recommendation like a conditional use or change of zone, if they don't show up now, can they get approved by council? In other words, can council ignore the fact that we never had even had a public hearing? And I'll use the example of the barbecue, where the person didn't show, and his response was, "Oh, I'll just go to council."
This doesn't eliminate that possibility.
Okay.
But if there's not a recommendation, well, anyway, it shouldn't go that way. You know, if there's not a recommendation from Planning and Zoning Commission, they shouldn't. We don't want to encourage people certainly to skip this level of it and go straight to council. But this wouldn't eliminate that somebody, wisely or not, could choose to do that. So.
Could we not make that include that in here in some language? That they have to come to the Planning and Zoning Commission for those matters.
You could recommend that to council.
You know, there's to be a recommendation made by us based on that public hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, why even have the Planning and Zoning Commission if they can be skipping us?
Yeah.
Well, we had that issue took place in the last year.
It did.
Yeah. That the commission held a public hearing, the applicant didn't appear. He was given notice by someone in the audience, actually called. And advised that his public hearing was open and we were extending it to the end of the meeting. And he said, "I'm not coming, I'll go to council."
Exactly.
We recommend it be denied,
right,
for lack of a record.
Right.
And it goes to council 2 or 3 weeks later, and council held a public hearing for the individual was present, gave his testimony, and they approved it based on a record of his testimony before council. Still acknowledging that there was no record of support from the commission.
Right.
Since there wasn't a record.
My concern is this an opportunity for us to address an issue like that so that...
Well, I can tell you that I feel like that is a very bad precedent. Because if I were an applicant, that would be the first thing I would think. Is it, well, why have to fool these guys for?
Why come here and get beat up and then go there?
Yeah. You know, but I'm a little bit... I mean, I haven't had any conversation with anyone about it. I don't know why they went ahead and did that. But they did, and I guess apparently it's within their parameters to do that. So,
yeah. Well, in the past, the someone didn't show up at the commission meeting, and it went before council with a recommendation that it be denied for lack of a record.
Right.
And the council would suggest to the applicant that they withdraw and reapply. That was a past procedure.
That's what's typically been done in the past.
For several years, and it really hasn't been that many instances where that took place, but it has happened a few times.
In the 20 years I've been here, I bet it hadn't happened more than 5 times.
That's probably right. Very, very few that don't.
Very rare. It's a very rare occurrence.
And we've changed our notice process, too, now. The applicant gets certified now. So he has to receive it. He gets a copy of both public notices at the same time, just like they did before. But you know, we never received, to my knowledge, any mail returns before, but now we're doing it certified mail so that we know that they received it.
Right. Okay.
Well, and I just sort of jotted something down, but we should probably see if there's anybody from the public first.
Anyone have any other questions at this point before we take public testimony?
To follow up on Mike's point, would it be an addendum to this or
a recommendation for them to consider, for county council to consider?
But if we wanted to add this language, would it be a totally separate?
No, I don't think so. I think they could include it in the ordinance when they go to adopt.
Be a part of the recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will note there is another process that we missed in this ordinance, and I just picked it up today. The Board of Adjustment has the same process. So we'd have to write another ordinance to correct their process.
Their ordinance, yeah.
But they go under our ordinance 115, so that's something we have to do later. And they haven't really had that issue, again, just... It barely ever happens, but it does happen on occasion.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Smith.
I agree with the comments I've heard from the fellow commissioners and the chairman, and just to add a little comment, maybe taking this in a different direction, what I initially like about this is I see this as being helpful to the everyday man that and or woman that appears before the commission. I think with those attorneys and engineers that appear quite frequently, we hold them to a higher standard, but Mr. Chairman, do a marvelous job generally letting people know that this is the first step in the process of a CU or CZ, and that when the bell rings and we're done with our hearing this evening, that they do have to appear before County Council. And sometimes I think, you know, you're cognizant of the fact that the everyday man or woman may not be aware of the process, and that gives us the opportunity, or is this way, discretion to act in those cases, and also acknowledging the shift in demographics of Sussex County. Sometimes I wonder if through language we may have some obstacles that come up, that it's good that we have the opportunity to make sure that we are being understood by the applicant, and that the applicant's understanding what transpires in our conversations and our questions. So I'm generally in favor of it, but look forward to hearing what the public has to say.
All right then, well, let's do that. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of an ordinance to amend chapter 115, so on and so forth? Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments? All right then, there being none, we will close the public hearing, and we'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.